Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this October 21st, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And we're welcoming into the studio some of the pageant winners from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2020 the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen and Miss Wisconsin Rapids contestant. We even have previous years with us here. Let's go ahead and introduce everybody as we gear up for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen pageant coming up this weekend. First up, I want to introduce, well, I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. That way they can put a name to the voice here. We'll start right on the end.
I am Amelia Gibbons Wagner. I am Miss Contestant 4 this year. No, 3 this year. 4 was last year.
Good to see you again, Amelia. Thank you for being here.
I am Ruby Marty. I was Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2023, and I'm currently Miss Northern Lights Teen 2024.
Congratulations on that. I haven't gotten to congratulate you. And thank you for being here, Ruby. Good to see you again.
Hi, everyone. I'm Addison Morin, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2024.
Good to see you again, Addison. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate the time. What we've been doing with the contestants, and you guys know this because you joined me on the air when you were contestants as well. We've been kind of finding out a little bit about the process, how they've been enjoying it, and why they wanted to do this. We'll get to the why before we wrap up again, because even if we've asked you before, I like to always hit on that again. But I'd like to talk about what the past year has been like for you and what competing was like, both going into it and certainly what you think you're going to have, but then what happens and that you don't expect and how it went afterwards. And I'll kind of go down the line here and kind of work our way through. But Amelia, what has the last year been like for you?
The last year has been kind of busy. Mm. Non-competition-wise, was in LA for 4 years after last year's competition. And the last 2 months of prep has been really busy on top of school. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that we get our workshops in preparation, though, because we kind of get a taste for what to expect day of competition. Mm-hmm. And we get chances to get feedback, which not every local gets.
Yeah, yeah. That's great to hear. Really good to hear. And good way to hustle. Way to put in that work. How about for you, Ruby?
So the last year has also been very busy. I think we could all agree. It's been a very busy year for all of us. But the year for me has consisted of a lot of appearances as Miss Northern Lights teen. And then just in the past couple months, I've had the opportunity to help volunteer at the workshops and help especially focus on the teens, help run opening number rehearsals, fitness number, which is a new thing that we're doing this year. Those rehearsals, and then just watch the growth and like all of the growth that each contestant has made this year, and it's been truly incredible to see.
Ruby, in 2023, all those years ago, when you were doing this, what was that year like for you, that year of being Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen? What were some of the how did it go for you?
It was one of the best experiences of my life. I enjoyed every minute as Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen, and as much as I will cherish any title I hold, I think that one will always be the most important to me, as it was the first title I ever held, and it was for my home state and city. So it was a really special experience getting to represent and make the best out of my whole year.
There's something about representing your roots, representing your hometown. It's just a different thing. Lots of things and a lot of the stuff that you guys are going to accomplish in your lives are going to mean different things and have different layers to them. But there's nothing like hitting that your hometown and hitting your roots. Mm-hmm. There's something to that. Mm-hmm. Well noted. Addison, how about for you? You're in the middle of this.
Like they said, it's been really busy, but I wouldn't change it for the world, and I've gotten amazing opportunities, like Ruby said. I mean, it's just a handful of gratitude. Like, I have so much gratitude coming with my time coming to an end, and it's just amazing seeing the girls from last year, how they came back, and they keep competing, and they are still making growth from last year, and it's just been amazing to see all of those girls have so much growth over the past year, past couple months.
Amelia, I'll come back to you in a second. Addison, just to stay with you, since you are currently doing this and everything, what are some of the events, what are some of the things you've been doing over the past year?
I've gone to multiple schools, and I've shared about my CSI, Specializing Special Education, Creating Acceptance, and I've read a book to a couple classes. I've been on the radio a couple of times. I competed at Miss Wisconsin's Teen. That was so fun. Mm-hmm. That was probably one of my favorites. Won't forget that. And I've gone to multiple, like, father-daughter dances, and I went to the mother-daughter dance. That was really fun, too. Mm.
Cool. So not too much. No. You've been really busy. You've been putting in work here.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I imagine that, you know, going into the competition, you had some of these thoughts and feelings, but actually wearing the crown, actually doing it, how good has it felt to be able to represent your area? How has that gone for you?
Well, going and competing at state and representing my hometown or where I grew up, it's been really great. And it was just so... I don't know how to describe it. It was just amazing. And it's a deep breath. Like, I'm like, okay, like, you're doing this for who? Your community. And you always have to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And boy, putting things to words is one of the tougher things that I've had to do in my career in the last 20 years. How do I put that into words? It's such a great way to put it because there's so many things in life that you really don't know. There's not a word for it. It just is a feeling. I'm curious, Ruby, for you, we talked with you, of course, after you had run your run in 2023 and everything.
Yeah.
But currently, you mentioned you're holding a title. What are some of the currently past year things you've been doing?
Yeah, so I've had the opportunity to help out with the LENA program, which is basically a 10-week program that there are weekly sessions where the parents can go and get information. And I've had the chance to actually speak at one of the graduations for those events and help with the child care while the parents are in those informational meetings once a week. And basically what LENA is one day out of the week, your kid wears this vest that picks up the conversations that only the parent has with the child. So siblings, grandparents, it doesn't hear or like count any of that as connection and interaction with your child. And then they take the data and show the results and apply it to real life and show you the impact and how important interaction with your child is. So that's been a really cool experience I've got to partake in. And then I've also been able to help with the Sing, Talk, Read, Play events. I've helped with about three of those. I'm actually going to another one this Thursday, which is really exciting. And it's where there's just a ton of activities for kids, and it's all about the importance of hands-on play and hands-on literacy, because that's one of the most important ways to set your child up for success.
Oh, yeah. That's a really cool program, too. I find that really, I got to look into that a little bit more. And one of the things that stands out to me, and not just working with young people, but having you guys come in every year after year doing these and these great rounds of contestants and seeing some of the most wonderful individuals coming into this studio happen with this this pageant and this contestants and stuff. One of the things that stands out to me is, too, of I have no idea what it's like to do what you guys are doing. Like, we try to find a relatability, you know, whatever we're doing in life, especially with something like this. And I'm an entertainer. I've been on stage a bunch of times and everything. And then at the same time, I got no idea what it's like to. Usually I'm on stage. I get to wear a mask. I'm pretending to be somebody else or something like that. You guys are out there as yourselves. Now, it's one thing to be able to talk and give you insight and give you tips or anything like that, but it's a whole other thing to actually talk to your peers.
Definitely.
You guys not only know what you're going through, what it's like to be doing this, but you are of the age and of that elk of that. So that's part of why I ask, you know, why you do this and some of that. But currently, as we are, you know, just days away from this and everything, Amelia, I'm curious not only how you are handling things, but I look at you as a little bit of a vet when it comes to this stuff. You've got some experience on stage. You've got some a little more comfort with this. So for you, is it a bit of, I imagine at least, it's a bit of not only preparing yourself, but trying to help others as well.
I'm coming up on my fourth competition as a Miss.
It is your fourth, wow.
Last year I was able to help so much to the point I was voted Miss Congeniality. And that was probably one of my biggest accomplishments, knowing that I only not only prepared myself, but I was able to help others feel more comfortable and confident on stage. And as the preparations go on, I will admit, I still get nervous. But during all of the prep, I've heard time and time again from even the directors that nerves show that you care. It is okay to be nervous.
Yeah, it's one of the first things I try to teach anybody that wants to do not just entertaining, but you know, to attorneys that come in and want to speak in front of juries or any of these things. Nerves are a good thing. It lets you know you care. It lets know you're engaged. The day I stop getting nervous, I know, okay, I need to do something else. Maybe maybe this is not for me anymore. Maybe I'm not as into this as I used to be. We are speaking with Amelia, Ruby, and Addison about the Miss Wisconsin Rapids competition that is coming up this weekend, everybody. Friday, October 25th, there will be a dress rehearsal. You can get tickets for that, open dress rehearsal for the whole community. And, of course, save the date for the show itself coming up that Saturday, October 26th. More on the details of that, where you can get tickets and everything, in just a moment. But as I only have so much time with these ladies, I like to get to my round of questions. And Amelia, when we've talked with other contestants about the rehearsal process, how has that been going, especially this week in particular, as you get gear up for this week and it's go time and all that?
The workshops have been astronomical to see growth from that first workshop that I unfortunately had to miss to even yesterday with our final mock interview, just seeing everybody grow, seeing everyone become a little more confident in their initiatives or their talents or just their fact sheet in itself, it's definitely great. And this week, it's definitely grind time. We start onstage preparation tomorrow, where we get to meet the Cranberry Cuties, formerly the Princess Program, and just put everything on stage, followed by more onstage prep all week, coming up again on the open dress rehearsal, and then competition on Saturday.
Very cool. And a grind that's going to be well-earned. You guys are really going to enjoy yourselves out there. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You've been out there. You know what I'm talking about. For those kids that are going through this right now and doing this, what kind of advice, what kind of, have you been able to give any advice or and talk with them? And if you could, what kind of advice would you give or have you given? I'll start with you, Ruby.
So what I've really liked to hone in on, especially with the teens, is the importance of not being so focused and hyperfixated on winning the crown. I was telling them this last night at the last workshop that we had, and that really focus and be in the moment. Don't just be so focused on the tangible items that you can possibly get out of this week. There's two crowns and there's 22 girls competing. So obviously not everyone is going to get the crown in the end, but it's the experiences, the friendships, the interview skills that you're picking up along the way and that you can actually apply to your real life. It's not something that you're just going to use in Miss America. You're able to utilize those skills outside of this program, which is what I love so much about the Miss America organization.
It's such a strong note to make, and it's a good one, not just for those kids, but for all of us listening, parents, anybody out there. These experiences, we may not know what you guys go off to do. We know you're going to do great things, but we may not know what you do. But we know that, okay, this is confidence building. This is reps. You know, when it comes to public speaking, when it comes to doing any of those things, you're only going to get better at it the more you do it and the more reps you get. So at the there is no lose in this situation.
No.
You can only win in this situation just by that alone. You're getting life experience that you really can't manufacture. You can the team does a great job prepping you guys and giving you a lot of like you were telling us, Amelia, about the mock questions and some of those. They do a fantastic job with all that.
Yes.
But you guys know better than I do. There's also nothing that can really incorporate what it's like to actually be on that stage live, an audience, all of that. Mm-hmm. That's something you got to live and breathe in to be able to experience and feel. And that's an experience you'll take with you the rest of your life. There are so many times where I've had a something happened at the last second here at the station. And, you know, it might have panicked me at other times in my life. But because I've been through this so many darn times, like, well, that ain't nothing compared to other things I've been through. And it really does help to be able to build on no matter what you do in life, those kind of things. Things are going to go, you know, my nana used to have a great phrase, you want to make God laugh, make plans. things are going to go muck sometimes. It's great to be able to think on your feet. right. So this stuff is only giving you more and more reps for those experiences for life and in general.
Exactly. Right.
Addison, how about for you, as far as advice that you give to people or how for you, you've kind of encouraged others?
Well, like Ruby said, just take it all in. I remember when I was competing for the first time, it was just so amazing. Like, the atmosphere was just so, like you said, it's hard to put words together for it. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been through this multiple times, and it's just so mesmerizing seeing all the girls work together, because all of the girls come together. It's not just, like, it's not like everyone has their own separate cliques. It's literally everyone comes together, gives everyone's their like opinions about like what they need to do and to get better. So especially just taking it all in, and to the ones that get the crowns, it's your time is short. Mm-hmm. Like everyone mm-hmm. says it, and that was one of my first words after getting crowned, was take it all in. You only have a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I'm starting to realize that as I have a couple more days left. And it's just so different to think that this competition, I'm not competing. Mm-hmm. So it's just been a great year, and I'm really excited to see what it all comes down to.
Yeah, yeah. We're excited about the competition coming up here and everything, and I wanted to certainly wrap up on the why of all this. For many people out there listening, there's going to be a good portion of people that have kids and may have young ladies that want to be a part of something like this. But for the parents, for those kids out there, when we're encouraging them to do something like this, the why will always come up. So I know we've asked you this before, just kind of bring this home a little bit, especially with the experiences you all have going into this. Last time I asked you this question, you didn't have those experiences. So, Amelia, why do something like this? Why be a part of something like this?
I started as a why not? I like wearing dresses, so I'm going to do this. And then I started looking into it and putting in the work. And I do it because I want to be connected with my community. I want to make a positive difference with my community service initiative. I want to be a role model for those younger girls who I would have loved having growing up, because I struggled with things, and my initiative changes that and is a role model for that. And I know the first year I competed, I was at a public event, and it's not only the girls that are crowned that get recognized. One of the people who did one of the little princesses came up and asked, "Were you part of the princess pageant?" I'm like, "I was." And knowing that I was able to even be a role model for her and be remembered by her, that's why I do it, to make a difference.
Right on. Good answer. Very good. Addison, I'm sorry, Ruby, I keep doing that. I knew I was going to do it at least once there. Ruby, for you, why do this? Why be a part of these things and continue to do it, as you have mentioned that you're currently doing?
I think the best experiences that you're going to get out of these things are the friendships and the interview skills. Oh my gosh. I've been able to apply so many of these opportunities and skills to my actual life, which is so beneficial. And I think that's something that you really don't see from just the cover of the Miss America organization. And not only that, but I've been able to see and make lifelong friendships with so many girls, especially at State. I think Addison and I can both agree that we've made some pretty incredible friends at State that I think will last a lifetime. And then being able to help now at the Rapids workshops is truly such an amazing opportunity for me. And I've loved every second of it. And I've really loved getting to see Addie grow this whole year, because she has truly made so much growth. Even if she doesn't see it, even if some people don't see it, I see it. And it's been truly incredible to see her grow during her year and continue to watch her grow as she gives up her title.
We've really appreciated the opportunity to kind of look behind the curtain a little bit and see some of the behind the scenes, hear about some of those things, and appreciate you guys sharing some of that stuff, and really appreciate the want to do this too. You know, just that alone is again a win and appreciated. So currently, as you are doing this and everything, Addison, how have you enjoyed this, and what would you tell to people, future people that want to try it out and do this?
Just do it. I mean, you gain something out of it no matter what. You'll gain the friendships. You'll gain the scholarships. Even if you don't gain the crown, it's literally a like lifelong thing that you're going to remember forever. And I've loved getting to know everyone, and especially at State. I mean, seeing me and Ruby's friendships grow, but not only like other people throughout the state. And I would just say, just go for it. And like, there's literally anything can happen, because there's five random people that are judging you, and they have no clue what they're like, what who you are. Yeah, so you have to show them who you are, mm-hmm. and just you have to be yourself. I mean, I've had people tell me just be yourself multiple times, and now taking that in and actually being myself through my whole year has been amazing, and letting people know who I actually am.
It can be tough at any stage in life, let alone where you guys are. So much of us want to be original or want to have a different take on things or something like that. And I deal with a lot of students in between your guys' ages. And so many of them will come to me and be frustrated because they can't do a joke differently or something like that. And they're working at it. How do I tell how the chicken cross the road differently? And I tell every single one of them, you are going to do it different. You yourself are different.
Yeah.
So no matter what, you're going to tell this joke differently than I would tell the joke, just by that alone. You don't have to try. You're already an original, every single one of you. Mm-hmm. You guys are no different. Every one of these contestants are no different. Be yourselves. Embrace that and enjoy that part of it. And one thing that you guys have touched on without really necessarily saying it, too, that is so important to all of this, the camaraderie. The ability to make new friends, make stronger friendships, women supporting women, having more of that in our society. That's just a beautiful aspect of all of this, along with all the great work that's done in the entertaining and everything else. I want you all to have a great time. Enjoy the rest of your runs. And certainly to Amelia, we wish you well in the pageant and everything in competing. Thank you all for being here so much today. And just do yourself a favor. Have a good time. Enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you again for the time. Find out more at MissWisconsinRapids.org. Again, get your tickets. Friday, October 25th, the dress rehearsal will be an open dress rehearsal. You can get tickets available at the door. And then Saturday, join the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization for their 2025 Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Competition going on. You can get your tickets and more at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. See, now we all had a little bit of a slip right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you all feel good. Ladies, thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.